And we are hoping to have Quentin Messer, CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, to talk to us because, oh, he's there.
Okay.
So we'll let him talk about it instead of us.
That's right, because recent Ford Motor Company and state economic officials announced substantial cuts to public funding for major electric vehicle initiatives, citing challenges in the EV market. And the decision reducing taxpayer support by over $750 million marks a pivotal moment for Michigan's auto industry and its strategic economic policies. And on the JR Morning Live line to give more perspective is the CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Quentin Messer. Quentin, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. What brought the MEDC to this point to scale back on the funding for these projects?
Well, thanks for affording us the opportunity. I really think there are three things. As the industry itself has noted, we need to make sure that we scale appropriately to match consumer demand and consumer appetite. So that's one. Two, I think we want to do it in such a way that we continue to maintain this important relationship with Ford, and we have similar conversations in the background with the other leading automakers in the state, whether it's GM, Stellantis, or Toyota. And I think the third thing is, I hope the listeners understand this, is our desire to be responsible stewards. We want to make sure that as federal industrial policy supports this transition, that Michigan continues to compete, but it has to do it at a level that is fiscally prudent. And that's what Ford and the state came together, and that's what we accomplished yesterday.
So it was proposed $825 million in tax credits for this EV battery plant. The automakers decide to change course a little bit. Does this show why you have protections for public subsidies? Like Ford didn't receive that money yet, right?
No, you're absolutely right. They haven't. And that's why you have protections. The listeners should realize every dime of dollars that are approved by the Michigan Strategic Fund are basically performance reimbursement. What does that mean? The company has to perform and reach certain milestones before it receives a dime. And I think Ford realized, hey, look, given where consumer demand is, given our desires to be competitive in the future, we need to scale back so that we can meet milestones that are reasonable given where the consumer market is today. And this is fast approaching, fast changing, and we have to be flexible. And that's why, as you noted, we do have these protections.
And Quentin, how does the MEDC assess any future investment opportunities in electric vehicles?
Very, very carefully. I think there are a couple of things. One, is the investment thesis supported by either the private investment commitment? Ford has made commitments and continued investments well in excess of $2.5 billion. So is that there?
Mm-hmm.
Two, is there a proven track record? Ford has been around for over 120 years. Three, is there federal government support? And then four, is there proven market reality and adaption? Is this a company that's proven that they have the consumer willing to purchase these opportunities? But it is something that we're constantly refining. We want to make sure that we are as prudent stewards. We take very seriously that role for our friends and neighbors across the state.
There was this the battery plant deal, and then there's this other deal with Ford that they were going to invest in each site and create a certain number of jobs at each site. And there was this deadline of June 30th. Did they meet that deadline or not?
So overall, Ford did meet the deadline, but as the original deal was constructed, they had to meet the deadline at each of the individual facilities. And because they made adjustments based upon what they were seeing from consumers in the marketplace, they were not able to do so and said, hey, look, we want to maintain the flexibility to add capacity at certain of the sites and reduce capacity depending upon consumer reactivity to the particular product. So overall they did, but as the deal was constructed, they would not have met the requirements for each individual plant. That's why we decided to cancel that agreement, or rescind that agreement, I should say.
Were there any lessons learned by the MEDC from the Ford projects in terms of managing expectations and economic forecast in public-private partnerships?
Great question. You know, I think there are always lessons learned. So I think one is we need to make sure that we manage expectations, that there's not certainty on consumer demand.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone felt that there were going to be, and there's still quarter over quarter, more and more consumers are purchasing electric vehicles. They're just not purchasing at the rate that had been forecast.
Right.
I think that's been known. And so that's one. The second thing is continue to educate the public that because there is a commitment, that doesn't mean that those dollars go out the door. The dollars only go out the door when there is performance met, and then the dollars go. And I think the third thing is just making sure that we have people understand that there is a broader strategy, the Make It in Michigan economic development strategy focused on people, places, and projects. You can simultaneously attract and develop people, cultivate and revitalize places, and compete for and win projects. And that will allow communities across Michigan to have not only employment growth, but entrepreneurial growth and the positive knock-on benefits of having opportunities like Blue Oval Battery Park, Michigan.
Quint Messer is CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Quint, we appreciate you this morning coming on and giving us that information.
I'm so grateful for the opportunity to continue to stay safe and well.
You as well.